Copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Was with Jürgen Eisen, who's leading the Pentecostal church planting movement in Germany. And he's planting a multi-site in Berlin. And they're seeing people come to faith regularly, and they're now starting new campuses, and they are growing. And when I was in Berlin in March, there is a Lutheran church in Berlin that had now, the last, just in short time, see 500 Muslims come to faith in Berlin. And there's like, when you're going around, there's so many. And many of these, like, of these is like ICF, who's coming from Zurich, but like in Munich now, there are 1,300 people only in one church, growing. Also, that's a more multi-site. I was together in my local with 12 pastors now on Friday, training them, and they are planting a multi-site, and they go from zero to now 1,700 people in seven places in Norway within the last 10 years. And who am I together with? These pastors are between 25 and 35 years, most of them. They are business people. they are not trained theologians. Someone adapt and they do some theological, take a bachelor degree on the road when they are planting now. But they are business, they are normal young people, they are recruiting, they are training them into the culture, and they are sending them. And it's like in Netherlands, I don't know, you know this, but now last week in the Pentecost, you know how many the Pentecost gathered through the whole Pentecost weekend in the gathering? In one meeting, 50,000, together 100,000 people in their gathering in the Pentecost weekend in Netherlands. It's Europe. It's not dead. It's so many things coming up that is happening around. And it's like, it's the end of the... Our ministry is going to reach Europe. Forget it. Your ministry don't reach Europe. It's together. And when we see the kingdom together, and we start to operate together, and serve each other, and release people and help each other, something happening. And I think there's more and more leaders that see the kingdom more than only building their own thing. And I think that's some of the hope. It's the kingdom of God. How can we release? I'm coaching young people in the Pentecostal, whatever. This doesn't matter for me. It's about the kingdom. Well, I'm very secure and okay in my Lutheran tradition. And I serve as a leader for church planting in my Lutheran church, leading the church planting network in our denomination also, and give vision for that, and it's okay. But the kingdom is much more than the Lutheran. It's so we can serve together. And I think that's one of the key things in denominational strategy that is also coming up. And you see all over Europe, denominational networks that put church planting in the forefront, they start to grow. And I think that's, if you don't put multiplication of new disciples, new people, new churches on the forefront in an organization, in a denomination, that's the only way, I think, as I can see, if you do research, that a traditional denominational organization start to grow. I think you can confirm that. It's true in the UK, it's true everywhere in Europe. But the question, what do you do? And there I will come to this. I think as that everybody needs a kind of system, something, when you are many churches or you are, I see a lot of these, like you do, you create your system. And it's so healthy to have a clear system that you help people through, a system. And in a denomination, it's always a recruiting and selection phase, because you need to think of recruiting. How do you recruit people? Where do you get these young people? Where do you get? And one of the main things to get people is to give issue. And the trouble is if church planting is a department that is delegated to the department and not in the ownership of the top leadership in the denomination, it will be a department thing because you don't get the power behind. You need the key leaders of the whole organization, denomination, or in a whole local church to be behind the vision of multiplying churches. So if there is a challenge, if kind of church planting is delegated in an organization, denomination, and not in the heart of the leadership of it, then you get attention. Because you always need to fight for the attention. And you give vision for everything and not for the one thing that I will think would take the rest of it with it. So vision needs to be. I stepped in just recently, 1.5 years ago, into the denomination. I took the leadership of our denomination, or church planting. And what did I do? Well, we had stated a vision. We're going to plant 2 new churches every year the next 5 years, 2015, 2020. And then they suddenly understood, what have we done? We have said something. How do we do this? And then they said, well, Evan, can you help us? Can you do it? And then I said, well, we have to cast vision. And then I just started. I went around in regionalize. I get the region and say, if we're going to do 10 churches, you need to do 2 churches. So let's sit down. Who are the leaders who are going to plant these churches? Where are they? What do we do? And I went on in 5 regions, just 5 days, gather the leaders and say, who going to plant here? 2 churches is your responsibility. Who going to do it? And then we throw vision. And we start to throw vision of what could be. Who could it be? Where do we have person? In what area, in what village do we have some person? Where are we? And we went to the totally to the grassroots and asked the practical question. And we throw vision. Recruiting. Who could it do? And then I connect with the youth department and I say, young adult works, there's where the church planters are. How we do it together? And we're creating a recruitment and regionalized recruitment program to take people of young people between 18 and 25 to help them to discern maybe church planting is one of the future. So I took the youth department and say, you're going to be a part of this. But you don't get them in if you don't have a vision. If you don't dare to say something, we're going to plant these 10 churches. It's possible. No problem. 10 churches, no problem. We're going to do it. So you need to dare to give the vision and tell it. It's possible. No problem. 10 churches, 10 church planters, we can find it within the next year. We do it. So you need to have this kind of faith within you, this possibility thinking that it is possible. Because if you're going to recruit and select, you need to give vision. And I think you need to go regional. You need to find. And I have just last year defined what I call the regional church in our denomination. Who can I really work? Who could come to be multiplying churches? So I gathered the regional leaders of the churches, the larger churches, and say, you are the key for this. So if you're going to succeed as a denomination, it's you. You need to do it. So how can we do it together? How can we help? So I gather like 5 or 6 of regional churches. Within 1 year, we have 4 church plants now. Why? Focus, 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 and vision. Focus, vision, focus, vision. Keep focus. Single-minded, focus, and give vision for it. So, and then you start to recruit. And I think that you need to have some recruitment system. Assessment system. We do the assessment with all our church planters. We talk with them. We assess them. We reflect with them. It's not either or. It's also awareness of who you are. What will it cost? What do you think? What is important? So we really help them to think through. What will it cost to plant the church? How can we help you? And we have a clear structure of helping them through the process. I think you need some pre-training. regional hub churches, I think it's key if you're going to, also for these, I see when I work with this, they are so strategic. They three of these networks in Norway, they have a clear strategy to build regional hub churches in all the major cities of Norway. And from there, multiply. That's very strategic. They know where they're going. And like the one I was on Friday, they have a goal of three training schools, one in Oslo, one in the south, one in the west. They have two already. So they're training like 40, 50 people every year now. And they have leadership academy, train their leader. They are so focused and strategic in what they're doing. They know where they're going. So there need to be clear vision, some recruitment, preparing, training. I think regional hub churches is a key. I think what we learn here, foundation, and it's the heart foundation of the church planter. You have to discern the heart. So I think all this is about finding, helping the planter and the team in the recruitment and the place where they're going to plant. So all these. And I think you have to go home and think, how do we do this? What element do we have? If no element, some elements? Are there something? If I'm a local church, if I'm a part of the denomination, if I'm a more regional church, hub church, what do we have? Who is giving clear vision? Who have the faith of seeing something that is much bigger than who we are and what we are doing? There is, what do you think can stop this? What are the dangers?
Tradition.
Fear.
Lack of faith.
Well, Jesus said, I'm the perfecter of all faith. So then maybe it's about vision of Christ, who he is. It's about giftings, yes. I have a gift mix of faith, leadership, and some kind of entrepreneurship. That's my main gifting, some teaching, but I do it because I need. But I think faith is so important. You have to see what's not there. Therefore, Jesus said always in the Great Commission, see. If you don't see, you can't lead. If you don't see something else, you can't lead. Jesus said, see, I'm with you. If you don't see what he's up to do, what he's, you can't lead. You need to see. If you don't see something, you don't lead. If you don't paint an alternative picture of the future, you repeat just what they are today. Leaders paint alternative pictures. If you are leading, you paint an alternative picture. If not, you're not leading. You're just maintaining. So leader paint an alternative picture of the future. Pastors maintain what's there. I'm just teasing you a little bit. I will say some more about that. But I think faith and fear is one of the biggest things. But for me, that's not biblical. That faith and not fear. Fear is leading the church. It's love that's going to lead. Faith and love and hope. And when everything is taken away, it's only faith, hope, and love that will be lasting. That's what we have. That's where we motivate people. It's with hope, it's with faith, and it's with love. That's the only thing that will be left. And if we as leader not lead out of faith and hope and give hope and love, that's our main thing to lead out of. And I think the crucial thing here, to be honest, is vision and faith. It's possible. It's possible. Because without vision and faith, you will not recruit and attract. You will not. if you don't dare to step out like Jonathan, the rest will not come. I think that's how it is. But I think God is raising people up in faith to move. But it's more about role. It's not about right or wrong. It's more about role. You need that. And I think this is extremely important in the recruiting and selection phase. And I see in a denomination, you need to find regional hub churches that can be model churches and multiplying churches. And you need to find form the regional network of just go to the grassroots and ask, where are the planter? Who can we go? Where is the place? What is God doing? Have you something? Have you someone in your church? Is there someone with a calling? How can we meet with them? How can we? You need to be practical. To the earth. It's not big talks. It's grassroots. There you recruit. And then you move the one you recruit and the team into the next phase, is the pioneering phase. And the pioneering phase, I think for all, I think we can learn a lot of lesson here. We have a lot of churches in Norway that is sent out and dropped. And they get small, and they're still small. There was not power behind them. There was like a church planting. Oh, we have planted a church, one church more, 10, 15, 20 people. And they managed to have Sunday service every Sunday. Let's celebrate. But we are tired. Like a little like that. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But I think you get the point. So I think here what we see, you need to build something, DNA, that is sustainable and can grow further on. And I think you need to build not a group, but in the pioneering phase. I think pioneer phase could be growing to you are 50 to 150, depends. I say often, you need to keep the pioneering phase as long as possible. But you will hit some place that you are out of the pioneering phase. And you go to what I call the structural phase. But the pioneer phase can be, depends on how you lead and the leadership of who you are. Can be from your 50 to your 150 people. Depends on leadership capacity. But in that, you multiply in group. You secure the DNA. Could I get my computer back there? It's on the floor. The pioneering phase is where you vision, values, you discern leadership potential. You don't put the hands on people too early, because sometimes you see those who are in the pioneer phase, some of the key people, they will not be there in the next stage. So Paul say, don't put the hands on too early on people. Be a little aware. Let they prove their character and potential. Let it grow. Don't be too early. So in our denomination, because we are Presbyterian, we will let things grow to 30, 50 people before we put in elders. We building on them, we discern who are really the leaders, who are the elders. We will do that. Because it's so, sometimes we see we have put people into leadership, and after 1 year you say, wow, we can't get them away. There was the wrong people. And if you then put people into permanent leadership too early, like Paul said, don't put your hands too early on the people, you get in trouble. So it's so important in that phase to be. So in the phase of pioneering, I love that phase very much, because it's a phase of family, of a strong we. It's very dynamic, it's very little structure, decision making, very fast, I decide, we do. Oh, it's a little bit. So it's very fast, it's very ongoing. And this is here, if not vision and values and culture are in place, you get in trouble. We need to really work on vision, values, and culture. Therefore, in the M4, we talked about discipleship culture. It's more about the culture than just a program, a method. It's a culture. So you need to work on vision, values, and culture. When you grow out of that phase, and you grow, you come to a structural phase. And like in X6, you know X6? People, even the most spiritual people start to complain. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they still complain. Because there was chaos. And you know, in some of the pioneering phase, when you grow, you come to a point that the unstructured thing is start to kick you in the back. What you see in some places is that some pioneers don't like complaining and they think they are enemies and they kick off the people and they replant the church again. So they reduce the people and they start with 20 and they love and know we are back to the really thing. And they replant it again because they don't understand that they just need, they are going into a new phase and they need a new type of leadership. You need to lead in a new way. You can't lead in the pioneer way. You structure things. And you start to structure things around you. And it's here that 90% of the churches in Europe is structured to death or pastoring to death.
That's where I start.
Yeah, so here, and they are pastoring the church to death. And I'm going to tell you why. Because here you have now, here you have the future. Here you have detail, and here you have big picture. Administration is the detail and the know. Management is the little more future and a little more bigger picture. Leadership is the future and the big picture. And when you grow in this phase, you need to start to get out of, because in the pioneer phase, you are in everything. Well, you administrate, you manage, you lead, you do everything. When you come into the structural phase, you more and more take away this, you are not in detail, but you are more in managing, on leadership. But if you're going to grow further on and multiply, you need to give more leadership and vision. And you will never go to that phase if you don't move into leadership. And the most of the pastor, they have no leadership capacity to grow more than the structural phase and not into multiplying phase. Because the next phase is a new multiplying phase. Multiply ministry, multiply churches, multiply community, multiply. And the most of the churches stop here. They are not in the next phase of multiplying. And that's because, very simple, this, sorry for my English, this is management, is coordinating. It's following up, it's problem solving, and it's planning. That's management. Leadership is resource integration. It's developing leaders all the time around you. It's strategic integration. It's guarding the culture and values and communicating vision. That's a part of leadership. This is management. And the point is, most of the pastor will never come further on into a multiplication phase because they are stuck in managing and they have not the understanding of moving themselves into leadership. And when I work with pastors and leaders, I say, well, so how much time do you use here and how much time do you use here? And they will say, I'm using 80% of my time mostly here. And I don't really develop leaders. I don't really give vision. When did you give the vision for the church? I don't need, if you have a vision, maybe we need to found a vision. Should I write something? You know, they are not there. And you need to build leadership capacity, visionary capacity. You need to build this into the people because you will not get to a multiplying phase if you not have move out of this, into this. You are responsible for everything, but you shouldn't be involved in everything. And I think this is key thing if you're going to survive and build something that you multiply. And we need to find the churches that go beyond this and go to the new multiplying phase. And the DNA of this is put already here. It's put already in this phase, the DNA of a visionary leader. Some leaders that we ask in the assessment will say, I'm a church planter, I'm not for this phase. And that's okay. Then we can help them to plant a new church and give it over. We have many churches who have also died after church planting because of the second, giving over to the second pastor is not functioning very well. And you need to be careful, not let things go alone. You need to watch, care, work, think, be with them and help them to do the shift of the faces. And also if you shift leadership in it, it's so important. So I think this is different faces. This is the big challenge of getting people into leadership, not managing. Because pastor is so much drawn into here, the now and the small picture. And they are not living in the future and the big picture.